We are continuing. We think in Rav Kufnum Ches, middle of Shar Avodas Elokim. He's giving us seven reasons, middle of explaining seven reasons, why do we have to start the Avodah, our seven Kodesh Baruch Hu, first with our Oros HaTorah, with a necessity which requires us from the Torah viewpoint. Not rely totally on our Oros HaSichel of our own awakeness and our own dedication, and our own motivation. Because previously, you've just explained for seven reasons what's the advantage over Ha'oris HaSeichel, your personal awakeness, over Ha'oris HaTorah, the awakeness of you must. In other words, just to make it short, there's two approaches to Avodas Hashem. One, you have to. The Torah says it. If not, you'll be punished. If you do it, you're going to be rewarded. It's one way of serving Hashem. You have to. The other way of serving Hashem, because you recognize, or your intellect understands that, you recognize the fact, you become self-motivated. So he explained before, the seven reasons, what's the advantage of the second type of avodah than the first, the one who come on your own, which is beautiful, because that's you. But then he asked, if that's the case, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu made these two styles of avodah? Why didn't he immediately left it up to us? Why did he make HaOris HaTorah? Why did he have the Torah to come in to bust our life? Why didn't you leave it open to us? If that's advantageous over there, so why? So he says, no, seven reasons. Now read this. We are in the second. Hashem, the second reason. If Avodas Hashem would be totally depending on your own intellectual awakeness, it would not bring on you requirements of the action of serving Hashem of, for instance, mitzvilo, davening. Because intellect will never dictate, go talk to Hashem. You know, one of the big surprises, one of the big chesed, which is totally non-acceptable of man, unless Hashem says, you could daven to Hashem. What do you mean you could daven to? You waited to daven to Hashem. You waited to ask. We should never ask anything. We should never go to complain anything. Mitzoyim, mitzdoko, fasting. Who would think that you fasting gives something? Tzedokah, giving charity. Intellect will say, if Hashem doesn't give Mr. A money, why should you be go interfere with God's plans and give him money? Intellect would say, if somebody is poor, has to stay poor. Master, give a tenth, give a chasodim. All of those things will never be accomplished a man. The aim of the magia, and a man would never reach Lidiyas Gvula Onshim, Ashis Chayber, Makatsu, you will never know what punishment you're going to get if you're not doing it. Therefore, we had been required that these things had to be established. And in lines and limits, everything has to be established. Now, why does it mean Gvul B'choze? Since Hashem did tell us to daven, so we need limitation. How much to daven? When you stop davening? Which form you daven? We are our own. If Hashem wouldn't have told us to daven in the Torah, we would have never davened. But now Hashem tells us that you have to daven. So now we have to daven, plus we need the gvul, the limits, how much you have to daven. All of this comes only through the teaching of the Torah and through the instruction of our Prophet. It all should be organized exactly the proper proportion, how much tzedakah, how much maaser, how much fasting, how much davening, all those ingredients, first of all, it had to be generally introduced to us. We would have never done it on our own. Then we need the hayroa of the Nevi'im, the instructions of our Prophet, tell exactly how much to daven, how much tzedakah to give, how much to interfere with the private life. We have avodas Hashem itself. This is avodah for Kodesh Baruch Hu. Moshe Neimar, Velkim also, Shirim Ulfon, of Kodesh Baruch Hu, maybe we should fear him. Now this type of fear could only come derech ha'oras ha'toyre, the Torah has to teach you, could never be left to the man's own expression. Because those things... Absolutely. It's a gzeris ha'kosov.
But I look at the chesed.
Yeah.
It's a chesed that you listen. I mean, that he lets us down, he lets us talk to him.
Absolutely. Not only it's a chesed, he lets us. It's a mitzvah. It requires you to down to him. It's a mitzvah also. No. This talking which you did, the chesed, those goofy, the mitzvah. That's the mitzvah. But you would never pick it up from several angles. You would deny yourself davening. First, as you said, who am I waiting to daven? Who am I waiting to open my mouth to talk to Hashem?
It's a satisfaction to daven.
Yeah, if you daven properly, of course. So now, after when we got the Horus HaTorah, the Torah told us davening, and we gave the details of davening, how to daven, when to daven, how much you could daven, what you should ask, what you shouldn't ask, how should you ask, which is very important, as we're going to learn the Chavis HaVovas. This is most of us people don't know exactly what davening is. I'm not talking about davening Shem and Esser, I'm not talking about the organized tefillah, Shachos Nechamayim. The davening, you yoytze tefillah, just think what you said, yoytze. I'm talking about tefillah which with Rambam, which everyone agrees that this is a mitzvah, the right says to ask for your needs, the imuchi of the daven. Now, how to daven? The Hoyroes HaNevuah, obviously, it's one of the most puzzled things, the most complicated things. How do you daven? I just said it last two nights ago by Ashir. The mitzvah of davening has nothing to do with the outcome. Mitzvah of davening is whenever need you have, whatever the need could be, you have to ask Hashem. That's the mitzvah. But sometimes there's a contradictive need, and you could daven two tefillahs contradictive simultaneously, because it's two mitzvahs. The mitzvah, the halacha is, if a person is eternally ill, very, very sick, beyond cure, and is suffering very much in surim, you are allowed to daven Hashem to take him away, he should die already, he shouldn't suffer. You're allowed to daven. But simultaneously, you have to daven, Hashem should stay, make him alive, should make him healthy. Because one of the mitzvahs of tefillah is, this bitochen. You're never supposed to give up on anything. Until a person, as long as a person is still alive, breathes, he should ask for Hashem's miracles, he should stay him alive. So here is a man which. So you're putting in two tefillahs simultaneously. Hashem, please maintain his life, make him healthy. Hashem, take him away, he shouldn't suffer his fear. Shat is, you have two retainers. You have two desires. Of course I would want him to stay alive, daven. Of course I don't want him to suffer as soon as 100 years old, why should he suffer so much? Let him die already. Let him in peace. It's two wanting, two desires.
No.
This is one of the problems of tefillah. Tefillah is feeling like a child, like a little 1 year, 2 year old child. Any urge which you have, you cry after your mother immediately, without hesitation. That feeling so close to Hashem that anything you say, oh, you miss part of the kudu. Why do you cry when you have a toothache? A little child has a toothache, earaches, teething, crying. For whom is you crying? Getting the attention of a mother. Why are you crying? It's going to help you. You're crying to your mother. The person who feels close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we cry to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to your father, to mother. HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to you. That's the mitzvah. So the mitzvah, actually, the benefit of the mitzvah is that you absolutely feel that in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's arm, like he's the only one who's pampering you. You're cozy in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's arm, and anything which is scratching you, immediately speak out to Hashem. That's the feeling. Now, you have two needs simultaneously, also the opposite needs. You spill out the two tefillahs together. Ashlishi, in a third reason why we need Ha'oris HaTorah before Ha'oris HaSeichel. Ki Ha'oris HaSeichel is the awakeness of Seichel, of your intellect. In any kolam tzuvim can never be inclusive of all the mitzvahs. Mitzvah koitzer machsheves. So some, because the limitation of some of them which you can never think of. Yisrael Ha'akores k'tosam ha'k'tosam. And certain things you would excessively know because it's very logical, very dedicatable, and one of them you will not know. However, the awakeness which comes from the Torah we're teaching, koleles kol mi shigil et na'at tzivut, al derech hashoveh, will give you equally all the mitzvahs equally in a balanced way. Although it may differ from one mitzvah to another mitzvah as far as understanding it, as far as enjoying it, as we explained in Shara Yichud, a man will make certain mitzvahs less and certain mitzvahs he will do more. But the approach, the intellectual approach of mitzvahs will always change according to how much you know. However, Oris HaTorio, the Ora which comes from Torah, any mischalefes ba'atman does never change. Avot tzuroso, tzuros achas, lenar velebocha veliyoshu lezok velemachir lakfil. His experience of the mitzvah is all one way, if this is for a child, or this is for a youngster, or this is an older man, or a very old man, an intelligent man, or lakfil, or a foolish man. In other words, let's I just give you, suppose somebody, Yaakov Avinu, I always mention this as a Moshe, Yaakov Avinu, the others kept Torah mitzvahs. But then, they kept Torah mitzvahs, having the Tariq mitzvahs, the instance of Ha'oris HaSeichel, that was their own inspiration, their own awakeness. They acknowledged, otherwise they intellectually reached the secret of Torah. And they maintained the Torah in the pneumis digavei, in the inside of the Torah, because they sensed it. So Chazal told Yaakov Avinu, put on tefillin. Harvey put on tefillin, didn't put on tefillin like us. The makos toy lovan, the sticks of the sheeps of lovan, he was the father, when he was peeling off this makos, says, oh, because it was Muhammad saw tefillin. Whatever they did. But then it was Ha'oris HaSeichel. It was Reikman Seichel. It wasn't Ha'oris HaSeichel, they were not teach. So Yaakov Avinu was capable of putting on tefillin. Is anyone else putting on tefillin? Could anyone imitate Yaakov now? Because his seichel, his intellect, reached the sada tefillin. However, after we got Ha'oris HaTorah, after Torah came and the Torah gave us the mitzvah of tefillin, today everyone puts on tefillin. The smallest one, the biggest one. Tefillin is accessible for everyone. So you could see 100 people, everyone's putting on tefillin. It's Ha'oris HaTorah. All of them are alike. Of course, the kavana, the dedication, the inspiration, is everyone according to his own seichel. So he's explaining, why do we need the Ha'oris HaTorah in order to equalize? Every Jew should have access to all mitzvahs equally. Then you start building your own personal dedicated avodah. Like the Torah says, the Ha'oris HaTorah, the teaching of the Torah, goes for the whole nation. Hakel esam, gather the entire nation. Hanoshim men, Hanoshim the woman, Bataf and the children, Megelchot the strangers, Ashmishach, which is engaged, Leman Yishmi, Leman Yom, and all they should listen, they should learn. Woman, Tikkus HaTorah Azois, they should learn this Torah, Neged Kol Yisrael Bo's name, you should teach the Torah for entire Am Yisrael in their ears. So obviously, you see, we need the Ha'oris HaTorah, we need the wake, the motivation of the Torah, because you can't let it up to the individual, because every individual has a different high level of acceptancy. So therefore we need this base, the Torah should teach us, and the prophet should instruct us, and we all of us should be equal in the mice of doing it. And then you put on that Ha'oris, the advantage, the second level of avodah, which is Ha'oris HaSeichel, or awakeness, based on that. Baravi, in the fourth reason why we need first Ha'oris HaTorah, and then comes the Ha'oris HaSeichel.
He came up to a certain level.
Absolutely.
But then Torah came and it lifted us up to a certain level, to the same level of Akkara.
No.
But then it's up to the individual to work up from there.
You want to know something? Since I bought in Avraham Avinu, this obvious is not sure. I'm going to give what was the tremendous Nisoyin of Akedah. The tenth Nisoyin was Nisoyin Akedah. Kachlos Binchas, the fifth could bring him down and slaughter him. What is the Gewaltigen Nisoyin? The first Nisoyin was the second Nisoyin was that he let himself thrown into the fire furnace. So he let himself in the fire furnace. He went to already nine Nisoyinus. And what's the tenth Nisoyin? Big deal. I wish of us wouldn't have done it. If anyone would be in Nisoyin today for us, especially when you speak to Hashem, hearing Hashem, Yer Hashem al Avram, Yom Hashem al Avram, Lech 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 the Hashem comes to take you on his son and slaughter him. Who would have done? What's the back of the Gewaltige Nisoyin? I'm going to give you a very beautiful loop shot now, an insight. Very beautiful insight. For us, this wouldn't be no Nisoyin at all. What was it? And more than this. Chazal says, when he came to the Tanya Nisoyin, Hashem says, Kach no es binchas efitzko, I'm begging you, Abram, Kach no, take this only child. And Rashi, Chazal tell us, Hashem begged him. Why did he beg? He says, Tama liba zois. Hold on this Nisoyin. Shem lav, if not only Ember Rishoyin has come, the previous month is not worth anything. Why? Because there's two levels of there's two ways to relate to Kodesh Baruch as we're speaking here. Ha'oris HaTorah, we relate to what Hashem told us, ordered us. It's called Ashkin Shulam Mitzvah Tzivonu. You ordered me. The next one is Ha'oris HaSeichel. I want. I understand. My intellect demands it from me. It's my inspiration. So he said before, the Ha'oris HaSeichel is a greater dedication to Hashem. Seven reasons why my own doing is greater than I do it because I have to do. But it's giving you seven reasons why we need first the Ha'oris HaTorah you have to do, and then take out the Ha'oris HaSeichel that I want to do. Seven reasons, right? That's the way it goes. It has to go first the Ha'oris HaTorah. Avraham Avinu, he can as well recognize Hashem is Tavah Serving Kodesh Baruch Hu with what? Ha'oris HaTorah? Ha'oris HaSeichel? Ha'oris HaSeichel? Everything Ha'oris HaSeichel. So the first nine Nisyonos He did everything to Oris HaSeichel. He understood he has to give his life up for Hashem. He understood it is. Which is beautiful. That's what became Avraham Avinu. Now Hashem tells him, Oris HaSeichel, I want you to become a simple Jew. Do it because I told you, not because you understand it. That was Zakeh. That was totally above Seichel. This was about just drop everything and become a simple Jew, because that's the foundation of Judaism. If you don't accept this because you don't agree with that, you're worthless. You're worthless. All the Oris HaSeichel is your own avoider. It's just like all those Eastern religions. They all seem to go. But not because Hashem tells them to do, because you appreciate what you're doing. You agree with this avoider, Hashem. So that was the most difficult avoider. He reached the whole knowledge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is Oris HaSeichel. But he didn't know. The first time the Oris HaTorah came in, Hashem orders him to do something which the Seichel totally doesn't agree with it. Totally doesn't feel the inspiration, because this is not a Torah, because he reached Torah. He reached Torah with his Seichel that Hashem doesn't want a man as a carbon. And the Tachlis is Mekar Hashem Shemaim. And that's what the greatest Kiddush Hashem with Yitzchak. Yitzchak, 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 Chazorah, and everything. And now to sacrifice Yitzchak will become the greatest Chilul Hashem. It's not the greatest Chilul Hashem. The old man became senile. He took his only son. Remember, I used to explain, you know, Avraham Avinu wasn't a simple man. Avraham was called Av Hamoyim Goyim, the father of the multitude of the Goyim. The whole world, Avraham Avinu opposed the entire humanity by attacking Nimrod, the man declared God by all humanity of the Dor HaPlugah. And Avraham Avinu came out of the Kibshan Esh. He was worshipped. He was the most respected person. And he went all day long, he did lectures and seminars. That's what the Rambam says. He went from place to place and gathered together thousands and tens of thousands of people, and he teached them according to Lekus Lefi Sichlam. According to Seichel, he went to nursing homes, teaching old people, went to kindergarten, small children, doesn't matter who. Ladies and Rabbi Shalom, that's what Avraham Avinu did. He was Mefit, the Nefesh Asher Osu Bochorim. He had hundreds of thousands of Hasidim, which followed him. At the age of 70, he's being told by Hashem, by Bris Ben Absorim, eventually going to have a child, and to this child they're going to give this land to Yavshan, that's Israel, they're going to become Amanis, they're going to give the Torah, they get everything. Avraham Avinu gave it over to his Hasidim. So his Hasidim were very happy, looking forward. But his Misnagdim, they laughed at him.
So what happened to all these people?
That's a different point. And the old Misnagdim laughed at him. And it goes 30 years, nothing is happening. So Misnagdim, where is the Nevuah? Comes 30 years later, the age of 100. Avraham Avinu gives birth. Avraham Avinu gives birth, and that only one son came, and Yitzchak came up. Yitzchak was such a great man, you couldn't look in his face. Yitzchak was the Oyna Tamima. And everyone knew Yitzchak, and all of a sudden, so who won? They won. See, the Hashem's bracha came through, and everyone saw it in Yitzchak. And 37 years becomes Yitzchak old, and all of a sudden Hashem tells him, take this boy. It's all about the whole world looks up to him. From me, he's going to come out the Jewish nation, the Am Mekabla HaTorah, and slaughter him. So Avraham Avinu, everything which he's invested to distribute and to teach the world the knowledge of Hashem, everything's down the drain. Hashem says, Avraham says, everything you should eat is wasted. It's going to be big as Chil Hashem. The man is seen out. I mean, everyone looked up for it for 30 years, had to sell the Brisbane of Sorim, and finally came through, and everyone sees this gladding a child.
67
years from Brisbane of Sorim until that kid was 67 years old. You know how many hundreds of thousands of men he turned around? Now with this one action, it's going to be the biggest Chil Hashem. So this is totally opposing the Seichel. The Oris HaSeichel, if a man wants to serve Hashem through his own dedication, everything is nothing because Hashem told you. And that's what the Gevaldig in the Soyan, to be Mevat Lehoi. And this, all of us go this through. Many times you get inspired to do something Gevaldig. You want to do something, you see the Nefesh, and you come to ask your Rebbe, says, no, don't do it. Don't do it. You have to take everything and nullify. That's in the Soyan of Hakeda. Now, Hashem tells him, Ta'amon li v'zoi, Kach Noah, beg you, hold on, because if not, everything that you have so far is worthless, because everything you did for yourself is worshipping yourself. Just like the guy, the guru, the guy, this fast, they lay down on the board of nails for the god, the guru, all kind of things. Oh, yeah. So they're serving God, they're serving themselves, the saints. Don't be a saint. The saint is when you do a battle of return for the return, even your spiritual return is for giving up. So he had to drop from the Oris HaTorah, from Oris HaSeichel, he had to drop the Oris HaTorah. That was the Gevaldige. Now we've received that in Sinai, the opposite. We receive Baruch Hashem Oris HaTorah. So therefore, every time that we make a mitzvah, obviously every mitzvah has its level, every mitzvah has its dedication, every mitzvah we have to put in our own insight. But the bracha, the basic bracha, why we do the mitzvah is all the same. Ashikir shalom is the tzivonu. That's the Oras HaTorah. My basis, I'm doing it because you told me to do. Nothing to do with me. Now that I'm doing it anyhow because you told me to do, now I'm putting on my Oras HaSeichel. Now comes my own decorations. That's much more appropriate. This is much more advantageous, as explained above, seven reasons. Now, you question, why they disappeared? Because those, they became Torah observant, they became Hashem's servants as individuals, but they were not a part of the nation which Hashem had designed and chosen for himself as a nation. Nationhood, if you would have been at last night Maralchi, every Thursday night at Maralchi, with that beautiful dismaral we learned exactly. The promise of a nation, as a nation, your children is Dafke Bnei Yitzchak. Only your children. Now, what is with all those individuals? Also, they remained individual servants of Hashem, but you see, didn't carry on to their children. Therefore, they're all gone, they're all lost. Everything which he inspired, as in, because a Ben Noach, a Goy, could become an individual servant of Kodesh Baruch Hu, but doesn't come an essence of him that he inherited automatically to his children, because there's no such a thing as a collective Klolius Bagoyim. There's no nation of Bagoyim. Only Am Yisrael is such a thing as Am Yisrael. Now, the Am Yisrael automatically is, no matter how bad you are, you're Am Yisrael. A Goy, no matter how good he is, he can't pass it on. He's good as an individual. Unless he joins the Am Yisrael. He could join Am Yisrael. Part of
then it's not his Zohar, then it's not his Zohar.
No, he becomes a part of it, because it's in Shomash. He could, honestly, every guy could become Am Yisrael. Part of he. And the fourth reason why we need to Oras HaTorah before we have to Oras HaSeichel. Kimina Dura, because you know, Kaboidus bin Odom Chayovim Ben. How much is a man taking on Avoider? How much is a man dedicating himself to Avoider? According to how much goodness is on a Kodesh Baruch Hu. People will always take on their own according how much they owe to Hashem, and how much Hashem according how good it is to them. In every generation, there's new reasons why we should take on a Svoid Hashem more than any other nation. Every generation has his miracles. Every generation has its history. Which every generation has a specialty, what they have been designed exclusively to goodness and Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Tzorech Bavuram, therefore, you need to see you have to also take on more Avodah Hashem than all the other nations. Since every generation has a different way the way Hashem approaches them, Hashem handles them. So according to the way Hashem handles them, according to that, they have to take on Avodah Hashem. That you can take on from your seichel on your own. As a Kodesh Baruch Hu, for instance, when he chose us and took us out of Mitzrayim, split us the sea, the Masha Shomach Amin HaTayr is all the good things that she done, so she ain't Tzorech Hosef, I don't have to mention, the Baruch Shem deals with the summer, so he gave us the month for 4 years, took us into Eretz Yisrael. The Yachdoni HaBoyer is Baruch Mishore, Umat Bavoyer, Kodesh Baruch Hu had chosen us exclusively from all the other nations. The Mela, it's understood, Chivoni Bo Lehoidus Lavio, that made us responsible that we should thank him. The Yoad HaSona Kabbalosoi, and he prepared us on Begmul Bo'ilu Mazei Bo'bo. He made us aware that we're going to get reward for this avoider in this world to come. Mashilo Yisupa Merav Chesed Toi Menzov, we can't even itemize them. There were so many Chesed to Kodesh Baruch Hu to us. So imagine the Oras HaSeichel which we would take on then was unbelievable much. All the things could only the Torah teach us. But today, which we were never in a form so indebted to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on our own as this door Yotzer Mitzrayim. So therefore, it would fluctuate. Always the avoiders of Seichel would always fluctuate every generation. According, imagine the generation of Holocaust and after Holocaust. How could you, if Avodas Hashem would be all depending how much you feel indebted and obligated to Hashem, then take these two generations, Yotze Mitzrayim, seeing all the miracles, the unbelievable miracles, and the Yotze Holocaust, seeing all the devastation. So it would be, every generation would have a total different relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
The Yotze Holocaust had the Torah already.
This is, but imagine if there wouldn't be a Torah, that every generation Jews would have to take an Avodah Hashem according their circumstances. So it would never be the same nation, would never be the same Avodah, it would always be a different Avodah. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put everything in the Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the requirement of Avodah Hashem according Today, I become a part of the Melechus Kahanim Goy Kodesh of the holy nation, based what we had saw 3,300 years ago. So that's Torah. But if it wouldn't be in the Torah, it would be only up to me. I didn't see it. Today I know it because the Torah tells it to me. Atam Reisem, and this is part of and based on what happened then, Hashem says to you now, Atam Tidus Gil Mekolam, Atam Lechus Kanu, you are the holy nation. So Kapsa Oras of Torah makes me in a level just like it feels Mitzrayim, the Yotze Mitzrayim. However, the Torah would not command us. Would leave it only up to us that every generation, every person has to be an individual of Rome and dedicate himself. No way can you be inspired on this level as the Yotze Mitzrayim. Ha'oras HaTorah equalizes us. That's the beautiful part. Therefore, we need the base of Ha'oras HaTorah. In other words, according to this shot, the Ha'oras HaTorah doesn't bring us down. The contrary, it brings us all up in one level. From now, you could take an arm more. The Chamishi is in the 50s, and why we need the Ha'oras HaTorah before the Seichel. This is the preface, the entrance. And it brings us into the Oris HaSechil. It also proved it. Obviously, we're all in agreement, as we explained in the previous part, seven reasons why Oris HaSechil is more than Oris HaTorah. And Abbas HaBoy Hashem is Oris HaSechil. But you can never get to the Oris HaSechil unless you have the Oris HaTorah. Because a man has to rely on the Torah when he's young, El Chinuch, when he's being educated on Hogalim Noy Tavoysa, he should be able to hold back his temptations at Sheikh Chazak Yikon Sikhloi until he establishes his intellect. How about his Oris HaSechel? You work with what? With your Sechel. But your Sechel will be totally biased, totally numb, if you wouldn't train him while you are young. A Sechel, I mean, many white people, the Sechel doesn't bring him anything. When is the Sechel recognizing it? When you educate him, when you're conditioning him. So in order to educate and condition the Sechel, that you have to use first Oris HaTorah. The Torah is the one who tells you what to do. V'chein anoshim, also, women, v'kali adas, women, v'kali adas min anoshim, and people who have lightheadedness. They're not tied to the Sechel. There are many people that have Sechel, but they're not tied to their Sechel. Therefore, the necessity is requiring us to hug a bein and she's below. We need an average lifestyle which everyone could tolerate. I mean, everyone could withstand. This is the Torah. The Torah is Kudei Hashem Shorim Sam Chaler. This Kodesh Mitzvah is all equal for everyone. Alkei Nois De Atoyrois. Therefore, the Torah, the commandments of Torah, have been founded. Al Kotvei Hayichul Barahus. On the acts of punishment and reward. See, the punishment and reward is the everyone understands it. A little child, you're warning with punishment. If you're going to be good, you give him the carrot. You're going to be bad, you give him the stick. So it's the big one. In other words, the introduction to Judaism, the introduction and the training to Judaism is Hayichul, is the reward of Barahus and punishment. And because this language speaks to every person, to every level, to man and woman, beginners, advanced, this everyone understands, and that's Oris HaTorah. And after that, if you're not you're doing what you have to do, and you're not shortening your requirement, and you're going to get to the level of pure Hasidim, you're going to get rewarded in this world to come. And then you elevate yourself, and then you elevate yourself from this Oris HaTorah to your own darga, to your own level. We're going to reach the Madrega of Prophet to the Chire Elyon HaChassidim. In other words, if you only get stuck with Oris HaTorah, and you're not going to have your own personal input, you're still going to get rewarded in the world to come, in this world, in the world to come. You're going to become a tzaddik. But if you're going to elevate yourself from there further, and you're going to have your own input or a then you're going to reach the madrigas of Nevi'im, you're going to become like a prophet. What will be your reward in addition to this world? Hasimcho, the happiness, the sweetness of Avodas Hashem.
It doesn't mean that you have to have the wisdom of a novice. Everybody to his own level, but if you work higher,
if you use the maximum of your wisdom,
you utilize
your level of wisdom maximum to avoid this Hashem over and above what you have to do, you reach the Madrega Sanovi. Now, what is the Madrega Sanovi? How does the Madrega Sanovi manifest himself in this world? Simcha and sweetness. Like he's always happy. That's Madrega. Like you're always high. Let's call it high. Take a guy who takes LSD, some coke, is getting high. A tzaddik who serves Hashem, he's doing what he has to do, but he's not high. But the Lord is a seichel. If you get inspired with your own seichel, use your maximum of your intellect, you get always high. And that's the gemul b'olam hazeh. What is the word on this world? That you always high, always the same. Moshe Omer HaNovi, like the Post Novi says, Nimtzu devarecho b'oichlem. It says, we found your words, Hashem's words, and eat them. I found your words, the mitzvahs, ve'oichlem, and I ate them. Means I accepted your mitzvahs. Ve'yi dvorcholi, and your words came to me, l'sosoin, and l'simchas lavovi, to the happiness of just of my heart. K'nikr shimcholai, Hashem elokaitzot, because your name has been called on me. So this is the reward. Almost like you would say, the Oros HaSechel does not carry any extra reward on the Oros HaTorah. It's the same thing, except you acknowledge it right in this world. It's Olamecho Tira Becheyecho. You world to come, Olam Abo, you see already down here in this life. What? As the beautiful as Yermia says, Vidvorcholi, your words, your mitzvahs became the Sosa, became the Simchas Lavovi, just became my happiest thing. Omar, like the Post, says, Yismach Tzadik Vashem. The tzaddik is rejoicing in Kodesh Baruch B'chosobo. He's always relying on him. This hallelu kol yishalev. Omar oizeru el tzaddik yishalev simcha. The gemula, this is the gemula in this world. This is the gemula, this is the reward that in this world. The gemula l'olam abo. What will be the reward in the world to come? Lagia l'hor elyon, to come to the highest light, ashlenucha l'sapra v'lodimos. You can't even talk about it. This is something which you can't even talk. Kumash omar says in Baruch HaTelechu, if you go in my way, and if you're gonna preserve all things which I told you to watch, you're also gonna be down in my house, you're gonna watch my yard, this means in this world, I'm gonna make you walkers between all the standers, those who stand. Who are the standing? The Malochim. Malochim are called Oimdim. You're gonna go, you're gonna advance, you're gonna grow between all the angels. How great is the goodness which you had put away for you, ones who fear you, which you gave to those who rely on you. No eye ever could see what you're going to do for the people who fear you, those who wait for you. That means the Schar Olam Habo is not explainable. Now, the Schar Olam Habo, which comes from Oros HaTorah, is explainable. All those things which is being told in Chazal, people listen to the Torah for Kodesh Baruch Hu, and even the Mishnah says, Yofa Kodesh Ruach B'Shachas Olam Habo, B'Kol Kodesh Ruach Olam Hazeh. We talk somehow about it. But all those things is fulfilling a mitzvah, simple mitzvah, Oros HaTorah. Torah, Torah is doing. For that, you get all this gewaldige reward. But the reward which a person gets for your own dedication, your own intellectual inspiration, which you did, it's beyond explanation, beyond talking about it. Hashishis. And the sixth reason why we need Torah before Seichel. Ka Torah kala l'inyonim. Torah had included all kinds of things. L'yuchal ha-seichel avar of the film, which intellectual were never able to even to understand. And the mitzvah Hashim, the mitzvah which you have to hear, if not you don't know what to do. Klolim shon shasichlas, which are the principles of the root of the sichlas diga mitzvahs. There's certain sichlas diga mitzvahs, but if you wouldn't have the principal root of the Kabbalah of Torah, you would never know how to grow. B'zayyo ba'abur shoy am shenitlam Torah be'esu b'inyan goy b'ratavus. Why did it have to be so? because the nation, when we received the Torah, we went out of Mitzrayim, we went in the most fanciest type of tribes of Hamas, animalism. And we were very weak in our intellect. In Mitzrayim, we were all subdued to animalism, and our seichel totally had not functioned. Therefore, the Torah equalizes us, established us, that He gave us, He conditioned our animalism one way, and the Torah did go away as a base. And through Torah, the intellectual mitzvahs and the non-intellectual mitzvahs, the mitzvahs which you have to hear, became all one, because we're very simple. Just like you take a child who doesn't know anything. For him, there's no chilik to give tzedakah or to daven or to pray or to keep Shabbos. It's all one. This Hashem said. This Hashem said. If you do this, you get rewarded. If you don't do this, you get punished. The more the weakest man's seichel is, the intellect of a person weak it is, but you're doing that because you're conditioning him. It's chinuch. So for the little child, it's all the same. When he starts growing, then he gets different approaches to mitzvah. This mitzvah is very inspirational. That you understand. That you take on. Therefore, when people grow up, people always have some specialties. According to your mirrors, according to your circumstances, some people like this, some people like that, and there you grow immensely, independently. And so when we came out of Mitzrayim, we were all animals. We were meant to shara tima. Our seichel didn't have the capacity, the ability to start growing and build on it. So therefore, Hashem had to give us first the Torah, and all equalized that, and we did all the mitzvahs, the logical mitzvahs, and all became equal. Just don't do this and do this, and punishment and reward. And that brought us out to a certain form of this animalism, and now we start growing according to Seichel. Everyone is all level, further and further.
Especially how Hashem took the Bnei Yisrael when they were at their lowest point. They took people where they're like mamish, like behemoths, right? And then he brought them to Har Sinai. Like, he took them from the lowest all the way to the highest.
But that's Har Sinai, not Torah, not Seichel.
Right, but he wanted them to be at the lowest level.
Therefore, I would say the 4 years in the Midbar, see, when they came into the Midbar, they were all equal alike. All say Zekerivam, Miras, Shif Chaliyam. All say Yad Mikolam, Yachdo, Nasa, Venishma. But 4 years later, they went into Eretz Yisrael, everyone was on a different level. Everyone took that Torah, that faith, and developed his own intellect. And there was Kalim, there was the Leviim, there was the Soschos, and there was the Torahless, and there was the simple people, and there were those people who were affected by the Erev Rav. Everyone was on a different level, because then Sechel developed the individuality in this Jew. This one accepted Torah both ways, Torah dig and intellectual. But those who remained weak in the Seichel, the Kabbalah still would receive the Torah, Metzana Torah, because the Torah told him to. Yirek ben Minag Hashem, he said, because that's what he heard, Hashem told him to do. Through that, everyone was guaranteed. The path of the Torah was a beautiful, pleasant path for all the Jews. All the path of Torah Shalom is peace, because through the basic of Torah, all of us are equal. So we need Kabbalah of Torah to equalize it, to give us all the potential to grow to Seichel. But then we have to use it. That's the Chassidus coming in on your own, develop the Haoras of Seichel. But therefore, we need first Haoras of Torah. Okay. We are continuing in Daf Kuf Nun Beis. Shar Shlishi, Shar Avodat Beres Elokim. Hashvi'i, and the seventh reason why it has to start with the Oris HaToyre than the Oris HaSeichel. We are still in the issue, which one is more appropriate to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Is it more service first with the Oris HaTorah, Oris HaMitzvah, the Torah tells you what to do, what not to do, and because the Torah tells you? Or the Oris HaSeichel, you need your own awakeness, your own motivation, and your own Seichel has to be involved in Avodas Hashem. So he said seven reasons why the Oris HaSeichel is over the Oris HaTorah, something which you do things on your own, is seven reasons why it's more advantageous than something which you do because you have to do it.
What do you mean do something on your own?
Chodesh Hasechel means your own intelligence requires you to do it. You do it as in your own devotion. In other words, because you're afraid of punishment or reward, because the Torah tells you, because your father tells you, because your Rebbe tells you. You do it because you feel you want to serve Hashem, something which you bring yourself to do. So Chodesh Hasechel means your own Sechel, your own intellect wakes you up, motivates you to do it. Or you're doing it because you have to do it. You do it as a robot because the Torah tells you to do this, not to do this. Why? Because you're afraid, because punishment, reward. So he says seven reasons we learned above. Seven reasons he explains why your Oris HaSeichel is more advantageous than Oris HaTorah. But then the question comes, why do we have to start with your Oris HaTorah? Why the beginning of the person's avoided to HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to start first with the Oris HaTorah? First you have to need chinuch, you have your parents, you have to be told, you have to be explained. If you do this, you're going to get rewarded. If you don't do, you're going to do punished and so on. So then he says, gives us seven reasons why the Oris HaTorah has to start. Everything has to start with the Oris HaTorah. The Torah has to teach you first. The Torah has to dictate you first. And only from the Oris HaTorah, you could come to the level of the Oris HaSeichel. In other words, the common statement of today's time, people say, I'm religious in my own way, my own heart, I do it my way. It means the start with the Oris HaSeichel is not accepted. It has to be first the Oris HaTorah. First the Torah has to tell you, you have to do this, you have to do this, you have to be punished, you have to be mechunach for that. And only then, when you have the structure of the Oris HaTorah, now you can bring in the whole Oris HaSeichel. The Oris HaSeichel is a decoration, it's a step over and above the Oris HaTorah. But to me, it starts with the Oris HaSeichel, it starts with your own heart, with your own beginning. Without the Oris HaTorah, it's like today's time says, I'm a good Jew in my own way, in my heart. I'm a good Jew, belef shili. Therefore, I say in America, there's so many heart attacks to put all the religion on this little heart. Because they're missing the structure. So he's going to explain the seventh.
Could Chad Nasev Nishma also? You have to.
Nasev Nishma, Nasev was before Nishma. Nasev is the Oris HaTorah. We do whatever he tells us, we do. We understand, if we don't understand, regardless, we do. Just because that's the Oris HaTorah. And Nishma, then we're going to understand how much to do more, how much to more, have a greater share in it on our own way. But there's no Nishma without Nasa. There's no Nishma without Nasa. And there's also no Nishma Venasa. There's also no, I will do according to what I understand. Actually, you could say Nasa is the Oris HaTorah. You have to do it regardless if you like it, you don't like it, do it. And Nishma is Oris HaSeichel. Yeah? So, but we need an answer before the Nishma. Matter of fact, you said, the first Am Yisrael said, Kol HaShadibar HaShem Na'aseh. We do. Don't even say Nishma. Later on, the second time, David Tzivim, they said, Kol HaShadibar HaShem Na'aseh Nishma. Because then they understood from Moshe Rabbeinu's order that the real avoid is avoid Shevalev. The Nishma is absolute necessity. And it says seven reasons why Nishma is more important than Na'aseh. It has a higher level than Na'aseh. But then there's going to be seven reasons why we need Nasa before Nishma. So now I think for Shvi, the seventh reason why we need the Ha'oris HaTorah before Ha'oris HaSeichel. Ki HaTorah Nagia Lebim Tiyas Odom. Through Torah we will reach to the Metzias of the man Shiroi Al Yodah Oisus HaMosim. The through Torah we will see the man will reach through Torah to the level that he's going to see the signs in the Moifsim, Kol B'nei Odom Shuvim Behem B'tad G'shoysom L'Yichud Yitchoysom. Through Torah, all mankind, all Jews, will come to one definite condition. They're going to recognize the truth through Oisus and Moifsim. With Borelem, they're going to be definitely proof to the Mashu Bo Boi Meshem Aboyle B'Moifsim G'gosh M'Siklem. Torah gives all Jews no excuse. Everyone will come to certain acknowledgement through moisim to prove migoshim which you feel besichlim. This is the advantage which Torah gives us, which through Torah you reach to the roots of the bria and the yitzira, all people, all mankind, and this is something which is more than oris haseichel, because oris haseichel, only the intelligent one, only intellectual, let's say only the spiritual ones will reach a certain experience. Now, look at a very interesting thing. The Avodas Hashem, which with the Torah demands on us, there's no limit. Imagine the Avodas Hashem with Moshe Rabbeinu. Imagine Moshe Rabbeinu's Avodas Hashem. And imagine Avraham Yitzchak Yankos. Imagine Moshe, the Avodah Hashem from Shimon Ben Yochai. And imagine Avodah Hashem from Faria Kodesh, or the Avodah Hashem of Vilna Goel, of the Baal Shem Tov. It's unlimited. Man has no access to it. Even. But all of this is Ores HaSechel. But through Ores HaTorah, through Torah, I'm putting on the same tefillin the Baal Shem Tov put on. I'm becoming the same as Krishna, but the Baal Shem Tov did. I'm eating the same as the Baal Shem Tov did. The simplest Jew is fulfilling the same 630 mitzvahs. Now, if there wouldn't be a Ores HaTorah, if there would be only Ores Yisrael, what will commonly bring Am Yisrael together? And we have to know every Jew is just as important as Baal Shem Tov. There's not one Jew lesser important as Baal Shem Tov. There's not one Jew lesser important than Moshe Rabbeinu. You remember the common statement which I always say, Moshe Rabbeinu needs me as much I need him. Because every Jew is a letter in the Torah. Every Jew is a os in the Torah. Yisroel, Yeshishim, Rivois, is the Torah. And just like Torah is being put together by 600,000 letters, and every letter formulates a word, and every word formulates a pasuk, and every pasuk formulates a parsha, and every parsha formulates a sefer, and every, the five sforim formulates a sefer Torah, and they have to be all sewed together from beginning to the end. If not, there's no sefer Torah code, there's no holy sefer Torah. So is Am Yisrael, the Goy Kodosh, the Jewish nation. Hashem says to us, "Va'atem tiyu li mamleches kahanim v'goy kodosh." I said this once, the Shabbos, a statement. I think this: what is the holiest object in this world to us? As a sefer Torah, is the holiest object for us. What is the holiest object for a Kodesh Baruch Hu in this world? Is Am Yisrael, Goy Kodesh, a holy nation. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us a holy Torah, and we giving him a holy Israel. Kodeshim Tiyu, a Goy Kodesh, a holy Atam Tiyu, Memlechus Kanim, a Goy Kodesh. And just like we make a Sefer Torah Kodesh, how do we make a Sefer Torah? That we have to write every letter halachically, and every letter has to be individual, and every letter has to formulate a word, and every word opposing every parsha, and parsha Sefer, and then it has to be all Miuchat Kishechot Klerochot, like one from beginning to the end. The same way is being, we are formulating to Hashem a Goy Kodesh, a holy nation. Every Jew first is an individual Jew. And if one Jew is missing, he's missing Goy Kodesh, there's no holy nation. So just like the letters in the Torah, doesn't matter which letter it is, if it's the Ayin from Amalek or the Mem from Moshe, does the Ayin from Amalek in the Sefer Torah need more, the Mem from Moshe, the Mem from Moshe needs the Ayin from Amalek? No, it's all the same. If I have all kosher Sefer Torah and have one dot, the Yud of the Ayin is missing from the Ayin from Amalek, the whole Sefer Torah is possible. And I may be that. I may be that dot from Ayin from Amalek. And I come and I complete that Yud, I make the Sefer Torah kosher. Now who is Moshe Rabbeinu? Also us in the Torah. Maybe a nicer us. Maybe the Yud of Yudke Vovke. Fine. Kol HaKavod. You the Yud for Yudke Vovke. I'm the Yud for Amalek. But you need me. If I'm not there, the whole Torah is possible. The Torah is not Kodesh, not holy. It falls down on the floor. You don't have to fast. It's like a Chumash. That's all. It's not kosher and Sefer Torah. So just like making a Sefer Torah kosher, every dot is equally important, so Ba'am Yisrael. To make a Goy Kodesh, Atem Tzim HaMelechus Kanim, a Goy Kodesh, to make a holy nation, every Jew is important. Now, if all the Torah would have been built on the concept of Ores HaSeichel, that everyone's own motivation, what will show the equality, that all Jews are equally important? I mean, who am I to Moshe Rabbeinu? Nothing, absolutely nothing to Moshe Rabbeinu. Absolutely nothing, not only to Moshe Rabbeinu, nothing to Rabbi Kiva Eger. Tachos HaSofer Abi, I'm nothing. But Hashem gave us a Ores HaTorah. Gave us a Torah. Torah Tzivu Alonu Moshe Moshe Kiles Yaakov. Who am I? If to Lagabe Torah, I'm just as important as Rabbi Kiva Eger. I'm putting on the same tefillin, I'm davening the same davening, I'm saying the same Kriyat Shema, I'm making the same Baruch HaShikir Shum, Soy Sivu Son, Tiras Yedoyim. Now, all Jews go to eat breakfast. Now, of course, Rabbi Kiva Eger went to eat breakfast, so Rabbi Kiva Eger was a different breakfast than I. Every little food was a piece of korban, and it was Oved Hashem, Gevaldig, which I don't eat Erevin Kippur, which he ate a simple day, a piece of bread, okay, with all the kavonas. Absolutely true. But since I go to eat breakfast and I go to wash my hand, to be Kaiba Mitzvah Derebonan, and I make a brocha. Same brocha as Baal Shem Tov did. The same brocha. Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokim, Eloch Olam, Asher Kiddushonu, Mitzvoiso, Mitzivonu. You sanctified me with your mitzvahs, it's very, you commanded me, and the Tila Seren to wash your hand. I'm saying, I'm declaring, I'm going to do what the Chachomim told me to do, to wash the hands, halachically, the way it has to be to Moitzi Lechem. And to that Kiddushon, you made me holy. Do I know how it works? But I'm saying it, the same bracha said about Shem Tov. So to Horus HaTorah, this equality which gave us, he was equalizing all Jews alike, Lemaise. His Kol HaShadiver Hashem Nase was a Madrege of a Gewaldige Ichud, of a Gewaldige sense of responsibility, of oneness, that we all have the same responsibility to every. Now, to come to Horus HaTorah, after you have this base that all of us are serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all of us are a member in Klal Yisrael, all of us that we need each other, now comes the Oros HaSechel. It's just like in Torah. In Torah, every word has its depth of levels, of depth of understanding. So everyone understands it tenfold deep, or it's fivefold deep, or it's twofold deep. That's the Nishma. That's the Oros HaSechel. Look, to me, she yifchan Torah v'sel kimolov. And who will understand the goodness which HaKadosh Baruch Hu had given on every individual, as she shtavu b'hem im kol bnei olam, which becomes equal with all mankind. That's the view of the Oros HaTorah. Is Yamin Bechiev, so therefore he will have to accept and understand, and he will believe Bechiev with responsibility, Kabbalah Savoidus Elohim, to accept Avoidus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'chol Mini HaSichlis, after with all Mini HaSichlis. After when he has the base which is equal with all mankind, then he could load on the Avoidus HaSichlis. And if he is going to realize how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu is good to him, Ashiyichet Ben Amoy, Misharam, first he's going to understand to what extent Kodesh Baruch Hu designated the Jewish nation from all the other nations, as we say, Al Tavuch HaTorim Kol HaAmim. Because when you read the Torah from beginning to the end, you see what Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us, you see the specialty from Am Yisrael. Kodesh Baruch Hu tells us, Atem Tiulis Gulo Mikol HaAmim, Keli Kol HaOretz. Number one. And Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Atem Tiulim Amleches Kaavi Megoy Kodosh. Number two. Ve'ek Klakachti Eschem Li Lom. I took you for me, for my purpose. As a nation. So the first thing which you see through Torah to Oros HaTorah, that we are designed and designated, that we have been chosen from all the nations. Memela, since you're going to be privileged that you're a Jew, and what the Torah told you, Memela, Yamin Bechiyuvoi, Mishas Hashimiyos, you will understand how much responsible, how much Mechuyas you are in the mitzvahs which you heard to do, which you would never understand what you say. Mubalei Shorim was more from other nations. You understand that you have different rules and regulations than all the other nations. Other persons in the other nations, they could go and eat breakfast without sanctifying themselves to Kiddush Tintira Sedam, without making a brocha, without benching, without having details of kashrus. They're all different things. Because they are energizing only their body. They only exist for 70, 80, 90 years as long as they live. As long as they live decently, they don't steal and they don't rob, and they eat food which is not harming their body, fine, because that's all what they get. That's all what they have. That's all what Hashem all required them to do. Watch your body, watch the world. But we, that you gave us, what did you give us? He gave us a neshama, he gave us a soul, and through food is not only energizing your body, you have to energize your soul. So how do you energize your soul? By eating food. So then comes, just like food energizes the body, the kashrus of the food is energizing the soul. And the condition of eating, when to eat and how to eat, is the energy of the soul. And that energy, that rules, has to be given by Torah, by Shulchan Aruch. And Hashem says, therefore Hashem tells Amsel when you're allowed to eat, and what you're allowed to eat, and how you should eat, under what condition you should eat. Therefore you have to wash, you have to make the brochas. Because all this extra, this is mitzvah Hashimiyos. This is the mitzvah which Hashem has to tell you. You would never come up on your own intellect. This is different. Why? Because we are different from all the other nations. The king kasher, so is also kasher yifchan Torah v'sel kimolov. When a person will individually see how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu is good to him. First he says how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu is good to the overall Klal Yisrael. Then you will recognize how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu is good to you individually. Asher yichad ben shiftoi mivolado shifte sharamo kikuna kelevia. First you see Am Yisrael, then you see Yushevet. Yushevet has a specialty, if you're Ben Torah, if you're Koyer, if you're Levi. Is Yamin, if you will recognize that Hashem gave you a specialty as Yushevet, as a nation, you will believe Bechiv Mitzvah Sashiyichat than any Shiftai. But because Boch had designed more Yushevet than any other Shevet, if you're Koyer, if you're Levi. Alkem Tim to Torah's Kuhuna, Arbov Esrim, you find 24 halachos in Torah's Kuhuna, Kneged Arbov Esrim Torah, Shaita Ben Aboyr Lekahanim. we have 24 services which HaKohen gives to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the 24 gifts which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave for the Kahana, the Matnas Kuhuna, the Arba V'Esen Matnas Kuhuna, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave for Matnas Kuhuna, Trumas, Mais, and so on. But HaKosha says, to the same example also we could say, Kol Mishichad Elkim Oysa B'Toyve Mibalad Shaben Odam. Every time an individual has a certain advantage over other people, Tzorich, it's required, Shechayv Es Atzmoy, he has to Mechayv himself avoid a certain certain avoider, she's yachad them, which has to be special in Baladeh more than other people. Im ishtavla b'avoida kolen, so he's a mohem, kifi yichalta. Also, he's doing everything which everyone has to do. But, v'sogos alohoyim shem zrech, al mashi yachad b'am min atoif. Every person has a certain individuality, has a certain individual gift, which is not as somebody else. Some person is extra gifted with money, some extra gifted with seichel, some person extra gifted with expression himself, some people extra gifted with talent, with artistic gifts. So every person has to take that special gift which he has been extra gifted and has to know how to use it, how to utilize it, avoid as Hashem with a special gift. Well, this is Ores HaSeichel, you have to know what you have to do. But this could be only done after when you accepted the overall responsibility together with all the others. And this ongoing, continuous avoid, there will be circumstances. This will always add to the gmul, to reward in avodosa, which you're going to say, and it shouldn't be like a man which Hashem complains. I gave him money, and he took the gold and made it for avodah zarah. Most of the time, if a person misses the ha'oris ha'toyer, the basic of receiving toyer of chinuch, which has to give the toyer, most of the time people will totally abuse the extra gift to fight Hashem, to rebel Hashem. We see today many special people by the Jewish people, many dedicated people, many devoted people. If you take all the people who are all the Jewish kids which ended up in the cults, there's many devotion there. Many devotion. They give up many gashmis, they give up many things and devote themselves to studies and all kinds of meditations and all kinds. This is special gifts. This is gifts which only the future, the daughter of Mashiach, receives. Now, what do they do with the gifts? Where did they end up with the gifts? Where did they end up? Is there any stability? Are they growing and doing it and giving it over to the wives and the children and carrying a sense of responsibility which they have to do? No, because they're missing the base, the Ores HaTorah. They want to immediately use this gift and to become self-made people their own way, which feeds actually nothing more than their ego. Just like the artist loves to draw pictures because he's an artist, and the singer loves to sing, and so on, because it's only their own ego. Why they're missing the overall base, the Ores HaTorah. However, would the person first accept the Ores HaTorah? First, don't be a chochem. Don't do things, anything on your own way. First, become normalized like every other Jew, and accept the Kol HaTorah Kula. Don't ask any questions. If you like it, if you don't like it, doesn't talk to your sense, doesn't talk to your individuality, doesn't talk. There's nothing to do with it. First, become a basic Jew. Keep telling me to do things that you have to do, like it, if you don't like it, doesn't matter. And, you know, from there, you can't move away. That's your base. And with that, you become equal with everyone, with Moshe Rabbeinu, with everyone. You're doing the same thing, so everyone, which everyone else does. Keep Shabbos with all the details. Now that you did it, now you do it. Now use your extra gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you. Yes, your koyach of meditation, of devotion, of expression. Now build this Ores HaTorah with your individuality. Now you're going to grow a great Jew. But if you're missing the Ores HaTorah, you don't have the base, everyone will abuse the special gift of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you personalized avoider. No question. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you talents, gave you certain faculties, gave you certain specialties. You should be used in avoider Hashem. But it will be totally abused if you're missing the base, the Ores HaTorah is missing. So therefore, we need the Ores HaTorah before the Ores HaSeichel.
We see that the Chavad was saying that the Yachid grows out of the Klal, and the Klal is not made up of Yechidim.
It's something like that. No Yochid could be grown up if he's not a part of Klal. First you have to be a part of Klal, which is Ores HaTorah. Then you could work out as a Yochid. Then it could be, and of course, no Yochid, Yechidim are not Klals. Every Yochid is an outstanding Jew. Every Jew should be an independent individual. That's the beauty of Torah. That's the reason because Baruch Hu gave every individual Jew a different qualifications, different talents. Just like no two faces are looking alike, so the deus of people are not alike, because the Kosh Baruch wants a full expression of you as an individual. But you can never express yourself as an individual if you're not a member of Kol Asher Dibur Hashem Na'aseh, of Oras Olam. Because then you're going to use your specialty and individuality your own way, getting away from Hashem instead of becoming a part of a Kodesh Baruch Hu service. And if anyone does less in the void of a Mashiyuchad Bo Min HaTov, which a Kodesh Baruch Hu has designated and specialized in from the goodness, Yigram lo lekatz Mashiyuchad Bo Min Mishpachta, he will also do less what he has to do family wise. Like a Mashiyuchad Bo Amo, he's going to do less what he has to do as a Jew, and Yechusot is going to leave the whole Torah. So don't think. Then he says the second thing, which is not related to our discussion. When a person, he said, does not utilize his specialty, it makes a very strong state of Chavis Ulvos. But at the same time, he cannot be only a simple, basic Jew. He can't remain a basic Jew. Because the minute when a person, okay, let me be a basic Jew like with everyone else. And I don't want to be a specialized individual. So the one who leaves behind his specialty is individuality. Eventually, you're going to leave behind what your families have to do, like a coin or lady, and then you're going to leave out what you have to do, and you're going to leave Torah altogether. And it's not going to be mekabel the whole Torah, and mekabel chiv esichlus, and of course it's not going to be mekabel the responsibilities which is seichel. Kesheinu mekabel mas b'chayv seichel, and if he's not mekabel his own seichel, imi motzol, even he has it, it's oiru la vich veikab, yotzol la mitchun esachay medaber, he's not anymore a human being. It goes out of the animalism also. Yotzol, lo, he went out with chun esachay medaber. Yiv, heima is mevinas, there it's kolos yos menu. And a behema, animal, which knows, will be more than him. This is a mighty bigger statement. It says a man, who declares, a man who is not mekabel on himself, he's not feeling responsible that he has to dedicate himself to the Kodesh Baruch Hu with his seichel as much as seichel could give. A man who does not feel obligated to deliver to a Kodesh Baruch Hu his specialty back to Avodas Hashem, he's worse than an animal. A regular animal is more fulfilling his job and his duty in this world than this man. Like the post says, the Shai says, Yoda Ashor Kaineyu, the ox knows his purchaser, the one his owner, V'chamor, Eves Ba'olav, and the donkey knows the Ba'olav, his master, is feeding him. Ho Yisroel lo Yoda, but Yisroel does not know in Ami lo Yisboinan, emanation is not looking into. Yidarka Kederich Mishinemer Olav, and his Derech will be, his lifestyle will be like the Pasuk says, Ki Rishoyim Yavedu, the Rishoyim are getting close, Vo'ayv Hashem, and the haters of those who hate HaKodesh Baruch Hu, Kikar Korim Kole Bo'oshan Kole. They're going to be like existence which, animals which, fats which is just being eliminated by smoke. Simple smoke, like they're being evaporating. It's just existing, like grass is existing, finally it evaporates and they become non-existent. If a person does not utilize, and this is a very, very serious thing, a klal, which the Chavis puts down here. It's a very strong statement, I must say, it's a very strong statement. You have to be very conscious, and it's true. Maybe not, the Chavis doesn't need our skoma. In other words, Chavis comes up with a very strong demand to every individual. As much as Chavis is out to prove the seven reasons why Ha'oris HaTorah comes before Ha'oris HaSeichel, why the overall acceptance of Yiddishkeit has to be accepted basically before you bring in your own individuality in Avodas Hashem, but he says in no way can you neglect your own individuality. And this is, I would say, this is the common problem in today's time, in today's times of Chinuch. We very much, Baruch Hashem, very much responsible in overemphasizing the Kamal Lichinach, all the yeshivas and all the Talmud Torahs and all the schools. The Kamal Baruch Hashem, they give a basic, beautiful introduction to Yiddishkeit. All children get a wonderful chinach. Just like in the secular world, there's public schools and education is mandatory, and every child has to go to school, and every child goes to at least 8 classes, and then most of us go to high school. The Yiddishkeit, which is beautiful. So every Jew gets the Ha'oris HaTorah. Every Jew gets, today, from people, it's a very accepted, it's not like it used to be in the old times, 200 years ago, that not every Jew, not every child learned Torah. managed most of the children, but Ishav Tzav used to help out the father in the business, in the farms, and in the craftsmanship. And then not only becoming a Talmud Chacham, the minority became Talmud Chachamim. Today, there's Baruch Hashem, it's a general chinuch system. You could see in a Talmud Torah, the son of the Rebbe, the son of the Rav, with the son of the shoemaker, of the simplest Amoret, learning the same classes, going through the same cheder, going through the same yeshiva. So it means the Ha'oris HaTorah, this responsibility, the overall responsibilities, all Jews are alike. But where is the danger coming out of here? Obviously we need it, because without the Ha'oris HaTorah, you could never develop the Ha'oris HaSeichel. What is the Ha'oris HaSeichel? Then comes the individual, personalized avoider. Every gift, which every individual has a special type of a gift, you have to dedicate this to avoider HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is the real avoider. The real avoider is that you have to specialize you, what you have to express yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But no way can you reach there unless you have the base. Okay, so the base is a stepping stone to get from the Oris Torah, come to Oris. You can never overrule Oris HaTorah. You first have to be Yid, Shem HaTorah, Mitzvah, Tarak, Mitzvah, Shabbos, and basic, you have to know this, and this is, that is number one. And after you know that, now you have to specialize your individuality. But then he goes on, the Chavis always says, this is what should be mystery. Suppose you fail to deliver your individuality, Oris HaSeichel. And you say, I'm a good Jew like everyone else. I'm keeping Shabbos, I'm keeping Torah, I'm doing this, I'm keeping Tzedakah. I graduated school like everyone, yeshiva like everyone else. I'm a good Jew. And you don't feel obligated to utilize your individuality in the Avodas Hashem, eventually, you're going to lose everything again. The whole base is going to get lost. And so that's the problem in our chinuch system. Because we so much beautifully emphasize to give every child a base in Torah, to give every child at least the beginning, but what do? We generalize Klal Yisrael, and we do not give the proper motivation, the responsibility to every individual. That's the choizar with the individual, that you have to become individual and mensch too. And the Chavar says, if this is missing, eventually lose the basic Torah too. As much you try to, so there's an advantage in our system, but only if you know, use it as further, when the boy comes out from the shiva, from the school, you have to take every individual and now mold him and to become a special individual in his own way. And not to make him just like a member. In Christianity and other things, they're all alike. Just don't ask too much questions. You go by groups. Judaism is not a group. Judaism is individuality. Individuality. But it's individual which comes out of a group. Other religions, everyone is individual from beginning on. Do it your way. I'm my own way. On my own way, you're nothing. You become your own God. You're serving yourself. You're not serving anyone. You're serving yourself. Okay? Yiddishkeit is a combination of both. First, Klal Yisrael, we do it together. And from this cloud, from this base of cloud, you have to start formulating an individuality. But when it comes, a system who captures the individual, it gets caught up with a group where he could never stick up his individuality. And this, every group is doing it. A group is important to give the base, but you have to be very sensitive. And this is for every father. Baruch Hashem gave me 12 children. So you say, usually parents, you want to give the same chinuch. My child has to be like that, has to be like that. And you fail to realize, Hashem gave it to you, the 12 different Jews, the 12 different individuals. What is good to this one is not good to this one. Of course you give him a base. And you give him a base according to your family, according to what you are, according to your kahuna, Levi. There's a certain base. But then if Hashem gave you 12 children, you have to see every child, this child is special in chesed, this child is special in Torah, this is special in this. Now, I'm a chosen like this. All if you have to be chassidim like this, all you have to do like this, all you have to eat like this, all you have to sing like this, and daven like this. I mean, everyone is a shayrish neshama, everyone is a beautiful root, everyone is. And the chavisman says, if you don't bring out the maximum of the individual, you don't let him go on his own individual, he will lose the base too. Because the base is not the ultimate goal, it's only means to the further goal.
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגדי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגדי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגדי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@hl.com